da esfera, pode ser que vamos ter uma. Vamos ter uma Natal.
Very quickly to come and pick what God gave you. Just receive. If you take a time, God will pass by. It's okay. Let's just start. Come on, mission.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. We love you. We bless you. We honor you.
Senhor, nós amamos de ti, abençoamos de ti, honramos de ti.
Holy Spirit, we lean on you now.
Espírito Santo, nós confiamos de ti.
We trust in you.
Nós confiamos de ti.
Open the eyes of our heart.
Abre as vistas de nossos corações.
That we may see Jesus.
Para que nós possamos ver Jesus.
That we may see truth.
Para vermos a verdade.
That we may be eternally changed.
Para vermos uma mudança eterna.
In this hour.
Nesta hora.
In this hour.
Nesta hora.
In Jesus' name.
Em nome de Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's good to be here.
Piacoma com carapano.
This is the last day I will be in
Mozambique.
When I leave tomorrow morning, I will be thinking of you. Praying for you.
Amen.
To do the same works as Jesus.
Amen.
I began to tell you yesterday about who you are in Jesus. But you're a spirit person. You are a spirit woman. And you are in Christ. How did you get in Christ? You believed that Jesus made the way for you. That Jesus had new life for you. By faith. The Holy Spirit saw your faith. And He put you in Christ. I want to show you a picture. Okay. This is your spirit. Your spirit is inside of you. Your spirit was born in heaven. When you said yes to Jesus. Your spirit is pure. Your spirit is holy. Your spirit is anointed. There's no lack for your spirit. Your spirit lives in this body. And it has a mind in this body. Yesterday, your mind got renewed. You started thinking differently. You started seeing yourself differently. That makes a way for the Holy Spirit to move. So when you place faith in Jesus, my Bible is Jesus. When you believed in Jesus, the Holy Spirit made you new creation, and He put you in Christ. He put you in Christ. We talked about how the Father sees you. He sees you according to your spirit. How does the Father see Jesus? Is Jesus holy? How does he see you? Holy. Is Jesus anointed? Is Jesus powerful? How does the Father see you? Why? You are in Christ. Holy Spirit puts you in Christ. You are in Him. Does the Father see Jesus righteous? Does he see Jesus righteous? How does he see you? Right? Yes! 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 Does Jesus have all wisdom? What do you have? In Christ, you have the wisdom of God in your spirit. Oh. Can Jesus do all things? What about you? In Christ, you can do all things. Nothing is impossible for you. In Christ. How do we get in Christ? By faith. You believe. By grace, He made a way for you to be born in heaven, to be a new creation, and you place faith in Him. Amen?
Amen.
So everything that He is, you are. Everything Jesus has, you have. If I take this Bible back to America with me, where does the paper go? Oh. So where the Bible goes, the paper goes. Where Jesus goes, you go. Jesus went back to heaven. Jesus sat down at the right hand of the Father. What about you? Yes! 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 Do you see it? Are you beginning to see it? You are in Christ. All that He is, you have. You are in Him. Not by your doing. Not by your strength. Not by your works. By faith, by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit puts you. You said, yes, Jesus, I believe. Born in heaven. Holy Spirit takes you. Puts you in Christ. You didn't do it, He did it. It's not by your works. This is the gospel. This is good news. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, so Colossians chapter 3.
Colossians capítulo 3
says that you are hidden in Christ. He puts you in Christ. And you are hidden in Christ. As long as you stay hidden in Christ, the devil cannot find you. Where are you? Where are you? You are hidden. You are hidden. Inside Christ. The devil can't find you. Unless you get out of faith. We got in there because we believe. Because we trusted in Him. How do we live our Christian life? The same way. Every day. Every day. We trust Him to live through us. Every day. We have faith in Him who is in us to live through us, to speak through us, to love through us, to touch through us. Every day. As long as we stay in that faith and we do not start living by what we feel, we do not start living by what other people say. We do not start living by our own understanding. But we live by trust in Him every day. When you stay in that place of faith, you stay hidden. You stay hidden. But if you decide to start doing things like, I need to get the favor of God. I need to begin to do things to get God's favor. And you try with your mind to figure things out. In the spirit realm, we do not figure things out with our head. In the spirit realm, we trust Holy Spirit and He releases to us wisdom. He releases to us knowledge. He releases to us anointing. He just releases it. It just comes. Not by our understanding, not by our works, but when we are told you must do many things to bring the favor of God, to bring the power of God, this is what happens. You stick your head out. And the devil can now see you. And you get beat up. But when you stop and say, not by my strength, not by my power, not by what I do, not by my own understanding, but by the Holy Spirit, today I live, today I trust. And the devil says, Where'd you go? Where did you go? Ah, I am hidden in Christ. Because I am in faith. I am trusting in Him. I am leaning on Him. If I need to know, He will give me wisdom. If I need anointing, He will release His anointing. If I need to set captives free, He releases. It's all by faith. Everything in the kingdom happens as the Holy Spirit sees faith. And then He releases. Releases. He looks for faith. Are we trusting? Religion teaches us.
There are
many things we need to do. We must be holy. We must act holy. We must gain the favor and earn the favor of God. I'm so tired. I'm tired of being a Christian. It's so hard. It's so hard to be a Christian. God, can you help me? I trust you, Holy Spirit. You have provided the grace that I need for everything. Today, right now, Jesus was crucified. He went down into hell. 3 days until he completely satisfied the Father's demand for justice. Jesus, the moment Jesus completed the work, the demons and Satan in hell did not understand the gospel. They did not know what God had planned. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, that God kept it as a mystery. He kept it hidden. If the devil had known why Jesus had to die, he never would have crucified him. If the devil had known that when Jesus died, he took all mankind, all people, all the sinning natures of everyone upon himself, all sin upon himself, died. If the devil had known that what Jesus did was not just for Jesus, but what he did was for every person that would ever be born, that he put away the old nature, that he went into hell, and he paid the price in full, so that everyone could have relationship with the Father. Jesus took all the wrath of God. He took all the punishment that we deserve for all people of all time. In that moment, that he satisfied the Father. That moment, standing in hell, he became the first of the new creation. The Spirit of God came upon him. In hell. And the glory of God overshadowed him. And the power of God, the glory of God, went out in hell. And all the demons would, no! No! It's God's glory. Because the demons and Satan saw Jesus. The firstborn among many to be born as sons and daughters of God, as the glory came upon him, then the devil saw, no, all people inside what Jesus did. He did this for all mankind. No. Now. No. We must keep them from seeing the truth. We must keep people from seeing the truth. We must blind them. Or we will have millions and millions of Jesuses everywhere. Today, we have all of you who are just like Jesus. You have the nature, you have the power, you have the victory of Jesus. Every one of you. The devil does not want you to know that. He does not want you to look at who you are in the spirit. He wants you to look at yourself in the body. The mistakes that you make. The things you do wrong. But God doesn't see you that way. No more. No more. Oh. So Jesus said to Satan, give me the keys. Give me the keys. Satan took the keys of authority from Adam. And Satan had authority over the earth. But now, Jesus has it. Jesus has it. And what does he do with it? He comes back to his disciples, and he said,
hallelujah! Amen!
In Matthew chapter 28, Jesus is getting ready to go back to heaven. Matthew 28, verse 18, 19 and 20. Jesus said this. He's come out of hell. He's got the keys. He's getting ready to go back, and he says this. All authority has been given to me. In heaven and on earth.
Nos céus, tanto como na terra.
How much is all authority? How much? How much is all authority? In heaven and in earth. Jesus said, all authority. He has all authority in heaven and on earth. That means no one else has any authority. The devil and demons no longer have authority. They have no more authority. They do not have authority to hurt you. So how does the devil operate? He tries to get you to believe that you do something to give him authority. He tries to get you to believe that maybe you sin. Your sin gives the devil the authority. That's a lie. Jesus has all the authority. Your sin is not an issue for God anymore. The devil wants you to believe a lie. All authority. He says, I give you my all authority. You're my disciples. You're my followers. I give you my all authority. When you walk with the all authority of the name of Jesus. Wherever you go, you do not go in your own authority. You do not go in your name. You go in the name of Jesus Christ. And he gives you his all authority. He says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teaching them. To observe all things that I have commanded you. What's that? Only believe. Teach them to just have faith. Teach them to trust in the Holy Spirit now. Teach them to trust in me for all things. Go make disciples of the whole earth. Teaching them to have faith. To walk in faith. To walk in the Spirit. To walk trusting Holy Spirit. No more trusting themselves. No more trusting their own good works. But trusting Him who's now living in you. He said, and I will be with you always. He's saying, I'm not sending you out to do this big task without me. I am with you. And I will be in you. That's how we do it. Because he's always with us. He's always with us. He is in you. And you are in him. He is in you. And you are in him. He is in heaven. You are in heaven. He is here. In you. Right now. Right now. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says, Jesus said, John 10:10. The devil comes. The robber comes. To steal. To kill. And to destroy. But I have come. To give you life. And to give it to you in abundance. Question for you. If a thief comes to your house. And the thief breaks into your house. Breaks the lock off the door. Gets in your house. Does he have authority to be in your house? No. He has no authority to be in your house. A thief has ability, but no authority. A thief can break into your house, but he has no authority to stay there. So what do you do when the thief breaks in your house? You call the police. I have a thief in my house. The police come. They take the thief and put him away. In the same way, demons have no authority, no right to break into your house. This is your house. They have no right, no authority to break into your house. But they have ability. What they do is this. Demons come, they put a pain in you. They put a pain in you. They have no right to do that. They have no authority to do that. They are a robber and a thief. They break in and they put a pain in you. At the same time, they put a thought in your head. Oh, you have a bad pain. You're very sick. You're going to die. They put the pain in, and they put a thought in your head. They have no authority to make anything happen. They do that, and then they wait to see, are you going to believe? Are you going to place faith in that pain? Are you going to place faith in that thought that just came in your head? Jesus said, according to what you believe, that's what will be done unto you. The devil knows. He has no right to touch you. So he comes illegal, puts the pain in, puts a thought on your head, and then waits to see if you will believe that is true. To see if you will believe that lie is true. If you believe it, you say, oh, I'm getting sick. I'm feeling terrible. According to what you believe, that's what you're going to get. The devil has no right. Do you know how many times I get pains in my body? All the time. And it comes with a thought. Oh, you're not going to be able to go on mission. Oh, no. Oh, no, this is a bad pain. Oh, you will not be able to go on mission. What do? I take that thought captive. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. Take every thought captive. Bring that thought to the obedience of Christ. It's not our obedience. It's Jesus' obedience. He made you a new creation. He made you an overcomer. It's His anointing. So we take that and we say, devil, it's not working. Pain, go. I don't receive it. Get out. In the spirit realm, if you are afraid, it can be seen in the spirit. In the spirit realm, angels can see it. Demons can see it. I see. Fear, fear. Fear, 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 fear. And the demons say, oh, we can get this one. Oh, we can get this one. See the fear? But if you are in faith, you're in faith,
Uli pa fé.
You're in Christ.
Uli mna Cristo.
The pain gets put on you.
Kufa kupa kude kwa mune ukule.
And you say, no way, devil. You're not putting that on me. And you're standing in faith. In the spirit realm.
Munzimu.
Faith, 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 faith. The angels are seeing it. The demons are seeing it. The angels come. And stand in front of you. And the demons look.
No.
We cannot touch that one. We cannot touch that one. They are in faith. We cannot touch that one. In the spirit, it can be seen. If our heart is fearful, or our heart is in faith, It's up to us. You are a spirit woman, a spirit man, created in the image of Jesus Christ, created in the image of God, with His overcoming power. And you have the keys. You have the name of Jesus Christ. All authority. And if you know that, and you declare His name, in the name of Jesus, Satan, out. Then they have to go. But if you have a little bit of doubt, you're believing the lie. But you are not being obedient. But you haven't done everything you should be doing. But there's some sin in your life. If you believe any of that, there's enough doubt. Then the enemy is going to put something on you.
And doubt.
Because we get what we believe for. In the Gospels, when Jesus came, everyone he prayed for, everyone that came to him with sickness, with demons, what did he do? Did he say, "Oh, I'm sorry. You have sin in your life. You go get the sin out of your life, and then you come back." Did he say that? No! He healed everyone that came to him. Everyone that came to him in the Gospels was a sinner. Every one of them were sinners. He didn't tell anyone, "Oh, go get the sin out of your life." It's not an issue to God. But religion teaches us we cannot get, that we will not get the blessings of God if we have sin in our life.
Well,
while you were yet a sinner, Jesus gave His life for you. While you were yet a sinner, Jesus paid the price for you. It's not an issue for God. Amen.
Amen.
You have the all authority of Jesus. Wow. Jesus sent His disciples out. He said, "I give you authority to go in My name." He was delegating authority to them. It was a temporary thing for the mission. But now, for us who are born again, it's permanent. Before I got married, I had a checkbook Why can write checks out of the bank account?
I'll
write a check for $100 and sign my name.
No.
The lady that I was going to marry could not use my checkbook because she did not have my name. But when we got married, she got my name. And she said, give me your checkbook. I gave her my checkbook. She took the checks out and she wrote checks for whatever she wanted because she had my name. We have the name of Jesus Christ. And you can use his name for whatever you need it for. Amen.
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 Look at this. Look at Luke chapter 10.
Luke chapter 10.
Luke, oh, see, I turned it right to there. Luke chapter 10, verse 17, 18,
19.
Jesus sent out 70 disciples.
Luke 10, versículo 17, 18.
Jesus sent out 70 disciples.
Deus, Jesus enviou os seus discípulos.
They came back saying,
ao voltarem,
Lord,
disseram, oh, Senhor,
even the demons
da cama, demônio,
submit to us in your name.
Musinayano.
They were excited.
Eu, que da sanzaia.
They saw that in the name of Jesus,
a sanzaia,
demons
Jesus
would bow down and go.
Quem da passe, e a
in the name of Jesus, demons Jesus would bow down and go.
Só passe, mas
in the name of Jesus. Today, all over the world, I see some strange things. Someone has some demons. And people in the church will do things like this. Put their Bible on their head. Demons come out. Demons come out. They will take oil. Pour oil over their head. In the name of Jesus. Demons come out. They will take water. Pour water. And say, demons come out. They will wrestle.
Get out!
Get out!
Get out!
They will shake them. Devil,
Satan, buka, buka.
They will fall on the floor and roll around the floor. Screaming. Devils, come out.
Buka, buka, buka.
Strange things we see.
Bindo estranho, bindo nesse.
Do you see anywhere Jesus doing that?
Matoma kupiona Jesus ajita bebe. Matoma kupiona muga pinyeze Jesus ajita bebe.
Do you see anywhere Jesus doing that?
Pali pado nemo, katoma mane bob. Jesus ajita bebe.
The Holy Spirit is a lover. The Holy Spirit loves people. The Holy Spirit is not rough. Our weapons are not physical, but they are spiritual. We know who we are. We know that we are in Christ. We know that we have the all authority in the name of Jesus. And we just tell the demons to go. And if they see faith, faith, faith,
go.
And they go. And angels come to assist. You have policemen here?
Vocês têm polícia aqui no vosso país? Tem polícia?
You have policemen in the street.
Tem polícia? No vosso país tem polícia? Porque eu não vivo em Moçambique.
Stand in the street to direct traffic? Yeah? What would you do if the policeman did this? There's cars coming. And the policeman standing there. He does this. Stop! 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 What would you think?
Is it crazy?
He's crazy. You would think that policeman does not know the authority that he has. Because all he needs to do is this. No screaming, no yelling, no, you don't see the police. You don't see the policeman jump on top of the car. Say, stop!
What?
No! How much more in the spirit realm? How much more at the all authority in the name of Jesus that you have been given? Only believe. Only believe. You have the all authority of the name of Jesus. And you see demons, you can say, get out. Get out.
Now.
In the spirit, faith, faith, faith. Angels come, grab those demons. All you're doing is demon. Get out. You are sons and daughters of the living God. You are sons and daughters of the living God. Only believe. That's the only requirement.
Hey.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Are you seeing? Are your eyes opening?
Amen.
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 Look what he says here. And Jesus said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Said, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions. I give you the authority. Who is he talking to? He's saying, I give you the authority. Not the demons. I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Over all the power of the enemy. And he says, and nothing by any means shall harm you. And nothing. And no thing by any means shall harm you. Only believe. Only believe. Oh.
Oh.
I'm in the bush in Uganda. I wake up in the middle of the night. And I had some kind of biting ants all over my body. And I had thousands of bites all over me. And they were swelling up. everywhere, all over my body. And I look at that, and the devil comes and puts a thought in my head. You're in the bush. There's no hospitals. There's nobody that can help you. You're going to die. You're going to die in Uganda. You will never go back to America again. You're going to die in Uganda. And I'm looking at all these bites all over me. Pain and bites. And I'm pushing the bugs off of me. I had to turn my attention to this scripture. I said, devil, in the name of Jesus, and nothing by any means will harm me. Go and don't come back. And I put my head back down on the pillow and I fell asleep. In the pain, I fell asleep. I woke up a few hours later. All the bugs are gone. All the bites, all gone. Why? I believed. I believe. I had the all authority of the name of Jesus. And the faith in the realm, the spiritual realm, saw my faith. Angels came, removed the demons. And the healing of the Lord flooded through my body. Am I special? No. No different than you. According to our faith, it will be done unto us. According to our faith. Are we believers?
Somos crentes?
Are we believers?
Somos crentes nós?
Yes!
Sim!
Yes!
Sim!
Yes!
Sim!
You have His all authority. And nothing by any means
will
harm you. Nothing. Maybe you have something in your life right now that looks like it's taking you down. It's hurting you. It's making your life worse. Maybe some kind of sickness makes it look like the life is getting sucked out of you. Maybe your finances, it looks like everything's draining away and you don't have enough. Nothing by any means shall harm you. It's not my words. Jesus,
yes.
The Christ,
but Christ,
the Lord over all,
His word to you.
Our part,
Just believe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm in America.
Amen. In America.
I'm a carpenter. I build things. I'm up on a roof. Three stories up. This is one story, two stories, three stories. Way up on a roof. And I'm nailing down the roof sheeting. My wife was just coming to bring me some lunch. I stepped on the edge of the roof and I fell. Three stories up. One thing I had time for as I was falling, I said this, Jesus,
yes,
in my heart, I'm saying, and nothing by any means will harm me. I trust you, Jesus. Boom, I hit the ground. Not even a scratch. Why did that happen? Believe. I'm a believer. What has God put in your heart? Has God put something in your heart that you have not yet seen it fulfilled? Has God put something in your heart to go somewhere, to do something, to bring the gospel, to declare the word, to heal the sick? Has God put something in your heart that you haven't seen it yet? Anybody? Or one person?
Uma pessoa?
Two people? Three people? Four people? Five? Six? Six people? Six people! The word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is true. The word of the Lord is true. The word of the Lord is true. The Spirit of God is releasing that word. He sees your heart of faith. Nothing is going to stop it. Nothing can stop it. No man, no devil can stop it. It's already been released. Every one of you that have raised your hands, lift your hands back up, you six people. Lift your hands back up. Oh, now there's more than six. The word of the Lord cannot fail. The word of the Lord that you heard Him say. He gave to you a word. He gave to you a promise. He does not give and take back. God gives. God gives. God gives. God gives. And He performs His word. He who has begun a good work within you. Man of God, stand up. He has begun a good work in you. He will be faithful. It's His faithfulness. Heaven and earth and hell cannot stop His word from being performed in you. Nothing can stop it. Nothing can harm you. Nothing can take you out. You're going into it. You're stepping into it. Every one of you. Every one of you. You will step into it. You will step into the word of the Lord. You will step into the word of the Lord. Say that. Say that right now. I will step into the word of the Lord. I will step into the word of the Lord. Come on, say it. Say it with your mouth. With your mouth. I will step into the word of the Lord. I will see His promise. I will live His promise. He will fulfill His word. He will fulfill His word. He will. I receive. Come on, faith is receiving. I receive. Faith is receiving. I receive. I receive. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. I declare the word of the Lord that nothing by any means will harm you. Many times, the devil and demons can see before you see. They can see in the spirit realm around your life. They can see angels preparing the glory of the Lord to come into your life. They can see angels preparing for good things to come. And demons see that, and they come to try to get you in fear. They come to try to put pain on you. They come to get you out of faith.
But you're
not getting out of faith. You are not getting out of faith. You are hidden in Christ. You are in Christ. He has responsibility for you. Jesus takes responsibility for you.
Jesus acquata responsabilidade em cena, mona
eu. I'm gonna